The attack of the worms shows no sign of letting up. Millions of infected messages have been bouncing around the internet. The FBI says it's trying to track down those responsible for unleashing the digital pests. Unlike older computer viruses, you don't have to open an email attachment to be infected by Blaster or So Big or the other so-called worms. That means they can spread very quickly. And, as Chris Arnold reports, the attacks could get more damaging.
One thing about these worms that have been invading computers in recent days, it didn't take a PhD computer genius or a highly skilled cyber terrorist to write them. Jeff Schiller is the network manager for the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a security architect.
Most of the worms we're dealing with are worms designed by people who are not what I would call terrorists. They're idiots. They're troublemakers.
The word on the street among computer security experts is that the so-called blaster worm and its variations are sloppily designed, or they could have infected a lot more computers. Also, these worms aren't really programmed to cause much damage. They're more of a nuisance. But that raises a pretty serious issue. If anyone with intermediate programming skills who reads up on how to write viruses can infect up to 1 million computers, how much damage could terrorists, even sloppy ones, have done if they'd created these worms?
The numbers would scare me to even try to calculate. It's astronomical.
Michael Rasmussen is a cybersecurity analyst with Forrester Research. He and other experts say it would have been easy to write much nastier functions into these same worms. They could have wiped out hard drives and operating systems, destroying data and disabling computers at thousands of companies around the world.
I mean, you just look at the airline industry from 9/11 alone, where the airline industry was shut down for several days and the impact that's had. I mean, you think of the same scale happening to a financial services firm or many other firms with a widespread destructive worm attack.
What makes some of these worms so scary to the experts is that they can sneak in through security holes in the operating system itself and take control of the computer and cause all kinds of damage. These worms have been targeting Microsoft's operating systems, and those are vulnerable in part because for years the company was not focused on security. Remember, most PCs for a long time were not connected to the internet, and there wasn't much demand from customers for an ironclad secure operating system. And while newer Windows versions have come out, MIT's Jeff Schiller says much of their foundation is built on old code.
Of course, now what's happened is security is much more important in an environment of all of these worms, but the code we're running is old.
So the question is, how many holes does Microsoft have to fix, and how quickly can it do it?
Well, Microsoft, you know, about a year ago said that they're going to rededicate themselves to doing this trustworthy computing and secure computing. And if they really mean it, that means they're going to have to rewrite a lot of code. And that's just going to take time. And, you know, if I'm a pessimist, I might say they'll never get it right and we're going to be hosed. And the only answer is the genetic diversity, get rid of Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. But the optimist says, you know, eventually they're going to get it. It may take them 5 years.
Meanwhile, Michael Rasmussen says Microsoft needs to find better ways to alert people to install patches, like the one available now, to block the hole the blaster worm is getting in through.
I've talked to individuals that even this past week, you know, just in normal operation of my life, that had no idea that there was patches available for Windows.
A Microsoft spokesman says the company has started running ads in major newspapers this week, encouraging computer users to use firewalls and virus protection software, and explaining how to regularly install the latest security fixes. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.